Play comfortable. So if it means putting sleeves on, put some sleeves on. We don't need no tough guys to go out there and not play comfortable and be able to play at a high level. And you're cold, but you know everybody thinks you're so tough. So if I had any advice, be comfortable when you go out there and play so you can play at a high level. Yeah, I mean, the ball is frozen. It's blown up. Your fingers is frozen. One thing I always tell the young dudes is expect the worst. You know, when you go out there or even before you go out there, know in your head and in your mind, it's going to be cold, but I got to play anyway, and I got to play at a high level. So whatever I got to do to make the plays, I got to do it.
With the way this team can run the ball, though, are you guys more equipped to play in these cold weather, maybe blustery days?
We all about being balanced. Game plan doesn't change in the cold. We've played in the cold numerous times. Everybody in this locker room has played in the cold. A lot of them guys came from college playing in the cold. So try to stay balanced. Just go out there and put some points on the board.
When you're interacting with opposing players, do they ever mention?
I don't talk to anybody on the field.
Never?
Be honest with you, never. I mean, guys will say, hey, man, good route, good. I just keep walking, man. I ain't the guy to talk and slap hands to people on the field. I mean, y'all trying to stop me from doing my job, so I don't really talk to anybody on the field.
Loosen the box up. We got a man on the outside. Talk about it.
I mean, we got to make some throws. Everybody knows it. I mean, it's going to be cold. They're going to stack the box to try to stop James and Lacey. And we got to make some throws. And we got to make some catches. And it will get done. You seen Matt make the throws? I seen him make it before, so I believe he can make it.
Much bigger does the ball get when it's
cold? I mean, I can't just measure the ball, but it swells up. It gets fatter. Your fingers is frozen. The ball is frozen. It's a lot harder. The guys that are throwing it, it ain't coming soft, and it hurts.
How much full week with Matt? How much is that
going to
help?
I'll answer that after the game. We'll see. But it's good for him to get out there and practice. I mean, yesterday was his first practice, live practice, seeing defenses flying at him. Got an audible out of plays, audible into plays, and it was good getting the timing down with the receivers. So. See how it pays off on Sunday.
Can having that little mini bye, can that kind of, you know, clear people's minds, clear the air?
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, we needed to get away. We've been getting slapped in the face pretty good. So we need to get away, get healthy, get rejuvenated, clear your mind, come back, and let's get a win.
You have a pretty good rep and record with the pregame speeches this year from what I've heard from other guys. I mean, do you say something this week? It's been a while.
I don't know. I mean, coach usually calls that guy out to say something. If it's me. Hopefully I'll have something good to say to them and get them motivated and let's go win a game.
When the playoff picture is kind of hazy, though, do you need that extra motivation? Does this team need, you know, that spark?
I really don't think so. Everybody knows what's at stake, but everybody knew what was at stake last Thursday, and we went out there and we kind of laid an egg. So everybody knows what's at stake, and we got to go out there and play the kind of football we know how to play, get back to winning. We got more than enough guys in this building. That's capable of getting a win done, and we got to go find a way.
Hold that hook.
Young guys, first year rookies, second year guys. Do you have to seek them out and make sure that they're?
To us, it's more about by leading by example. They see guys coming here every day, no matter if you lost by 40, if you lost by 5, no matter if you lost 5 in a row. Or 2 in a row, they see guys coming here, strap their helmet on, in the classroom, studying hard, and working hard and trying to get a win. And that, you know, they see that, and when they get on the practice field, they follow behind us.